السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a blessing of mercy upon our final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, and all those who follow him until the day of resurrection. Another the month of Shawwal, where these are the important months of the Ashhur Hajj. Al-Hajju Ashhuru Ma'lumat. There are certain months that are the important months, are the called Ashhur Hajj. You have to understand, Shawwal is one of the, starts from the first of Shawwal, Dhil Qa'dah, and then the Dhil Hijjah. These are the month of Hajj. The Quran Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hajju Ashhuru Ma'lumat. There are certain specific months of Hajj. And they are from the, this Shawwal is amongst the Hajj months. And Shawwal, I mean, we're on the, near the end of Shawwal, where Shawwal, the month of Shawwal, many events took place even in historically, you know, the Ghazwa Uhud, even Ghazwa Khandaq, Ghazwa Uhud in the third year of Hijrah. We should understand our months, Islamic months, and with Islamic months, understand the events, you know, that in, we can understand or ponder over the events that took place, the month where both of these two great wars, the month, see Ramadan, the Battle of Badr took place, but the Battle of Uhud, which is in the third year of Hijrah, Battle of Uhud, and the Battle of Khandaq also took place in the month of Shawwal, the Battle of Trench, which was, according to some scholars, in the fourth year of Hijrah, majority of them say the fifth year of Hijrah, and it occurred in this month, a month of Shawwal. So this month of Shawwal is the month where the Hajj, Ashhur-e-Hajj, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. There are people who are preparing for the Hajj, and the fadail of the Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa lillahi ala nasi, حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاءَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed Hajj, the ibadat, the greatest ibadat. See, after the month of Ramadan, the completion of the month of Ramadan, the Ashhuri Hajj, the month of Hajj starts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself performed one Hajj, you know, in his lifetime. Even though the Hajj, the fara'id of Hajj became fard on the seventh, eighth year Hijrah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until his final year, he performed his Hajj, which is called Al-Hajjatul Wida. So the months of Hajj, so this is how the Islamic, our deen, our shariat, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly reminds us to return to Allah. Constantly reminds us, because insan is forgetful, we forget. So after the month of Ramadan, you know, we are still, some of us may still have some effects of the Ramadan, but we are still, alhamdulillah, continuing certain a'mals and actions that we have performed in the month of Ramadan. Some of them slowly, gradually, we go back to our old habits. We go back to our old habits of the way we lived the life before the Ramadan, and we continue after Ramadan, before Ramadan. For some, unfortunately, Ramadan and non-Ramadan is the same. And these days are there, these months and these blessed ayam or the nights, they are all there to constantly remind us of our goal, our objective, our maqsad of the dunya, world, why we have been sent. You know, today in a material world, we are all just materialistic. We just worried about the material things of the world, the physical aspects, the physical things. We make so much effort on our physical appearance. We make so much effort on our physical looks, physical appearance, how we should appear to other people. This is our efforts. We look at our other people's physical and material world, material things of the world, and we make effort for the material things, which is not even our objective. Our objective is not the material world. And many other times and many other places in the Quran and the Ahadith and through the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, they have demonstrated through actions and a'mal that our objective is not the material things to gain the success in the world. You know, it's this world, a temporary world. And we make so much yet effort behind these things, and shaitan makes us forget our eternal life, the objective of the world. Because we are every day we wake up, yes, we need to live in the world, support our family, pay the bills, yes, we need to work. So all this is good, we need to do it. It's darurat, it's a need, it's a necessity, we have to. But we sometimes get so engrossed in acquiring more than what is required. This is where the problem. We go to acquire the material world more than what is required. What is the zarurat, our need, more than our need. And for some, they go beyond that and make that the objective, make the world the objective. We live sometimes, na'udhu billah, some will live for the world. We only want to see the success in the world. We sometimes we overlook at the success of the hereafter. We give preference to the world over our objective, the objective of which is the hereafter. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many places in the Quran, these a'mals are there. A'mals are there to get close to Allah. A'mals are not just for the month of Ramadan. It's not been 1 month yet where we haven't gone past Ramadan. But how many of us have slowly left those a'mals, or have become weak in certain a'mals and certain actions? How many of us, with istiqamat and steadfastness, have we recited the Quran for the last 25 days since the month of Ramadan, over three weeks, coming to 4 weeks, coming to a month? How many of us have continued praying these salah, our a'mals, which is the objective which is going to help? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, wal asr, Allah is qasam of the time that we are living in, innal insana lafi khusr, we are in loss, mankind, inna, verily, indeed, insan, all mankind are in loss, we are in destruction. Khusr is khasara, loss, except for illadina amanu wa amilu salihat. Allah Ta'ala says the only successful person is iman and amal is salih. Iman, our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our correct iman, our yaqeen, our aqaid, our beliefs, our correct beliefs regarding Allah and the Rasul and the hereafter. You know, sometimes even these things have become, because we don't talk, our majlis, our gatherings, we're not discussing these things. Maybe in the masjid we get to hear these sometimes, reminder. Maybe throughout the week we might not even get reminders. We might not even sit in, because we'll probably come to pray salah. If we are not sitting in ta'aleem, we are not sitting in the gatherings. Maybe every week we are maybe getting these reminders. And then these things become very odd and strange. In a hadith, the Prophet said, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started off very strange religion. Gharib. Gharib is someone who was ajnabi. Ajnabi, a stranger. Not recognized. We don't recognize him. Islam started off like that. When the Prophet ﷺ started to give da'wah, it was something new, something strange. The Quraysh, the Mushrikeen would ask that, how can we, you know, leave out what we, our forefathers have been doing, worshipping idols for hundreds of years? How can we let go of all that? Because we found our forefathers on this. How can we let go of this and then believe in one Allah or one Allah and leave all the, you know, material things, leave the worldly things, the worshipping of these idols and worship one Allah? To them it was very strange. So it was a very strange, you know, kama wasayaudu kama bada. And Islam will return how it all started. Islam will become a strange a religion. When you talk about Islam, when we talk about aqaid, when we talk about the stories of the Sahaba, when we talk about these miracles, it sounds strange. It sounds, you know, how is it? Is it, you know, na'udhu billah? We sometimes doubt that, is this even possible? Those were the long days. We are not in the days to discuss those stuff. Because our iman has become so weak. And that iman that we have, yazid wa yanqus, sometimes it increases. You know, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they were in the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, you know, this is the Sahaba worrying for iman, that they used to think this to be hypocrisy, that when the iman is decreased, when they forget Allah and Rasul, they thought that to be hypocrisy. They said this is hypocrisy because we are showing in front of Allah and Rasul in the masjid that our iman is on a level. You know, the Prophet Abu Bakr was walking past and he meets a Sahabi, alhamdulillah. And then alhamdulillah says, nafaq alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah says to Abu Bakr, I've become a hypocrite. You know, in those days, hypocrite, there's so many ayahs of hypocrisy. I've become a hypocrite. So Abu Bakr saying, what are you saying? Why you've become a hypocrite? She said that when we are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we are in the masjid, our iman is there, our iman is increased. We remember Allah, we remember Rasul. We are reminded and we see as though Allah, Rasul, the Jannah and Jahannam is in front of us. The way Allah, the Prophet and the Quran describes Jannah and Jahannam and talk about iman. When we are with our family, we forget and this forgetting Allah and Rasul, for that short time, I feel like I'm a hypocrite. So they felt like they had to remember Allah all the time. This is their worry for their iman. You know, sometimes we have doubts on our iman and we don't even worry. We have questions on iman that we don't worry. We question, we don't understand something. So then we don't worry about it. Okay, why is my iman, or am I getting these waswasa, these questions on iman, on my aqaid? We don't worry for our children. You know, we have to worry even for not ourselves, our children. We sometimes we are so engrossed in the world that we don't worry for our children's iman. Mentioned to last week or a few weeks ago in Ramadan, I was mentioning the prophets. The prophets are worried about their children's iman, who are also prophets. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die except you are on iman. Our iman is being attacked. Our children. Do we ask our children when they go to school, Beta, what did you learn in RE today? RE, one of the subjects, one of the main subjects our children are being taught. They have to do their GCSE. It's become, in our days, RE wasn't one of the main subjects. You had to do maths, English, science, and that was enough. But now RE has become one of the main subjects. And I was studying looking up the facts. 80% of the RE teachers that are teaching our children, 80% of them are atheists. When a person is atheist, he's going to push his own agenda when teaching that subject. A teacher who does not believe in God and does not believe in Allah, when teaching that subject to our children and they're having to write questions, their iman is being attacked. Their iman is being attacked. Do we ask our children, do we worry about their iman? You know, 7, 8 years old, my daughter, she's 8 years old, she says to me, my teacher told me today I can have my own religion. Seeing this, there's a 7 years old, my daughter, she's in school. She's saying this, my teacher told me I can have my own religion. Now, if we are not worried about our children's iman, we are not worried about teaching iman in our house, we think the madrasa will do the job. 2 hours, we are giving our children from the age of 4 till the age of 16, and then if they go on to college and university, till 22, from the age of 4, for 15, 16 years, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock, to the environment where the iman, their iman is being attacked 24/7, and we expect that Maulana Sahib in 2 hours, from 5 to 7, to do the job and to, you know, make miracles happen. How is that possible? 2 hours we are going to give to that Maulana Sahib who has to teach them Quran, who has to teach them Aqaid in a week. We have to teach the Maulana Sahib, we'll have to teach them Quran, we'll teach them Aqaid, we'll teach them Akhlaq, we'll teach them Seerat, we'll teach them Fiqh, Hadith, Quran. How much do we expect the Maulana to do everything and then, you know, yes, that's going to be enough for my child's iman? It's enough, that maktab 2 hours is enough. Wallahi, my brother, that's not enough. If we think we are delusional, we are in cuckoo land, if we think our maktab 2 hours is enough for my iman's safety, my child's iman is safe if I send a maktab only for 2 hours, and I don't need to make no effort. We are delusional because these are the same children who will create doubts. We are sending them, making so much effort on the college, university, paying them, you know, going for the education, a secular. We're not saying it's wrong, but at the same time, how much effort have we made on our children's iman? How much worry do we have for our children's iman? How much worry do we have for our own iman? Today, the world that we are living in is the social media. What things go on social media? What kind of social media platforms our children are on? They are on it and they are, you know, there's one child says to me, 2-3 hours daily, he is just scrolling on TikTok. And a person, when he's with that, you know, with ideology or whatever he's listening to, you are in that person's company. You are affected by the company that you are in. We are affected. Our children, do you think their iman is so strong? We give them the phones at the age of 12 and then unlimited internet. And that's it. They are scrolling on and on. And at least only Allah knows what kind of things they are watching. We are thinking that our child is, you know, in front of us, he may be an angel, but it's inside the aqidah, the iman, which is being slowly, slowly, it doesn't come out at once. Do you know, once when a person has a doubt, a small doubt or a shock, shaitan will put that in. And if the effort is not made, it grows and grows. It's like a seed. The seed's put in the heart and the child, that doubt, if the iman is not worked on, if you're not doing our mudhakara, our ta'aleem at home, or our sending them to these masajid, madaris, in the scholars, wallahi, we will lose our children. It will be too late. At the age, young age, we think they're still small, 4 years old, 5 years old. We are sending, because we are so busy, we are working, the husband's working, the wife is working, the both mother and the father. Then about the child, we leave them to them. Even, you know, breakfast club, we send them even before school, after school clubs, because we are so worried about the world. Our objective, we've made it into a world, we totally acquire more than what we need, more than our zarurat. Because we have made our desires so much. See, it all begins with our own desires. We desire more than what we need. So for that, to live that lavish style, we then look for a job that gives us that much income. So then we want our children to have that. So we send them to the education system and pay whatever we would and whatever they need, that education. And some of us will even, you know, sacrifice our dini ta'aleem, our iman, our madrasa, and we will give 20, 30 pounds to a tuition, but we're not worried about our children's iman. I mean, to give 20 pounds for our child's iman, give 20 pounds extra, we're not ready to, myself, 5 pounds or 5 pounds a week. You know, madrasa system is not enough, so how many of us have thought, my child's Quran is weak, I'm going to find a Maulana. I'm going to find a Maulana the way I look for my child's GCSE, you know, tuition, to help him in his GCSE, to help him in A-levels. I'm going to find a Maulana and to give them private tuition. How many of us give us private tuition to Quran, Iman, our Aqaid, to our children? And how many of us do that for the secular? This is where we have to see the perspective. Where are we going in the world with our Allahu children, Akbar, our Iman, Allahu and our future?
Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
والصلاة القائمة على محمد والصلاة والفضيلة والمقام. So just finishing off. So inshallah, let's first to worry about our children, our generation, their iman, their aqaid, their a'mal. First, we have to start from ourselves. We think, ponder, where are we going in life? What is my objective? What am I doing? You know, am I going to acquire just more than what is required for the world and just going after the world? Have I made that my objective? Inshallah, we take ponder, you know, do muhasaba, change ourselves, and inshallah, that change our a'mal, our actions, inshallah, will then our children will pick up, and inshallah, their iman and a'mal will be saved. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala protect the iman of our children and the generations to come. Ameen. Just a few announcements. One is Maulana Saifuddin Nisar. He's got a program this Sunday at Al Madad Masjid on Pringle Street. This program, inshallah, is at 3 o'clock on Sunday for the ladies, Reality of Feminism and the Modern Day Womanhood. So this is a program, very important program, as you know, feminism movement, you know, as you know, what Islam says about it, the movement, our women folks, you know, they need to be educated. What is the Islamic perspective? So for this, there's a bayan for the ladies at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Al Madad, Pringle Street. And after us, Maulana Sahib will be doing bayan on masculinity in Islam, toxic and Islamic masculinity. So this topic, a very, again, important topic, we need to attend these bayans, inshallah. This will take place after Asr Salah, 7:15 at Al Madad for male. Another announcement, last week it was announced, every Friday we have tafsir after Asr. On Friday, 7:45 is Asr. The tafsir, inshallah, will be for the last 10 surat. Mufti Abu Bakr Sidat, inshallah, will be delivering it. He's already started the first part. The tafsir is delivered in English. Please attend these tafsir darsan courses after Asr Salah on Fridays, inshallah. And finally, next week, we have a special bayan program in our masjid. Maulana Shoaib Desai, the Imam of Masjid Umar at Sheffield, inshallah, he will be coming to deliver a bayan next week after Asr Salah. So all brothers are requested to attend and benefit. And inshallah, we are also looking to feed the guests and the people who will be attending the bayan. So for this week and next week, just our collection that we will be doing on Fridays, inshallah, we will be using that collection to feed the guests and the people who will be attending the bayan. So the people who are going to, inshallah, whatever we donate today will be used for the feeding for the brothers, inshallah, in the program next week. Aaj hum jo chanda karenge aaj ke is hafte aur agle hafte jo bhi hum paise denge inshallah wo agle hafte ka ek program wala Shoaib Desai ka program uske baad jo mehmanon ko khilana aur jo bayan program walon ko khilana musalliyon ko to wo paise jo honge wo chanda inshallah us bayan ke liye us khane ke liye istemal hoga jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى قال سبحانه وتعالى ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون عباد الله حب الله تعالى هو أعظم الغايات وأرفع الدرجات التي يتنافس فيها المتنافسون ويشمر من أجلها المتسابقون وكيف لا وحب الله تعالى بهجة النفوس وبه تنال رغائب الدنيا والآخرة فيا فوز من أحب الله عز وجل فأحبه وأحبه أهل السماء والأرض فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تبارك وتعالى إذا أحب عبدا نادى جبريل إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي جبريل في السماء إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه أهل السماء ويوضع له القبول في أهل الأرض هنيئا لعبد أحبه الله فقربه منه وأدناه إليه أيها المؤمنون وحب الله تعالى للعبد له أسباب فمن طمع في حبه عز وجل فليأخذ بها حتى تبلغه غايته وتحقق أمله وهو اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والمحافظة على سنته قال سبحانه وتعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء ما من أحب ومن هذه الأسباب إيثار محبة الله تعالى ومحبة رسوله على سائر المحبوبات من أهل وولد ومال ومتع قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار ومن هذه الأسباب تحصل محبة الله للعبد بمحبة أهل الخير وصحبتهم ومجالستهم وزيارتهم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا والمتزابرين فيا والمتباذلين فيا والمتجالسين فيا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء. فعلينا عباد الله أن نسعى في تحصيل أسباب محبة الله تعالى بالجد في طاعته والحرص على مرضاته والرضا بقضائه. وعلينا أن نجتنب كل ما لا يحبه الله تعالى ولا يحبه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويحظى العبد يحب الله بحب الله تبارك وتعالى إذا بادر بالتوبة وبالغ في الطهارة، لأن طهارة الظاهر والباطن من أسباب محبة الله سبحانه وتعالى. قال تعالى: إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. ولكل أمة أمين، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وبلده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي الشام وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا ومالنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا، ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا. ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا، ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، ولا تسلب نعمتك عنا وكن معنا حيث كنا. آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله لعلي يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأجل وأتم وأكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الفلاح حي الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
صفی سید مکمل فرمالے میں مل کر کرے رہے، درمیان میں خلا ہو اس کو پر فرمالے، اگلی صفوں کو پہلے مکمل کر لے پھر بعد میں نئی صفحے شروع فرمالے. پلیز کمپلیٹ اینڈ سٹریٹ ان دی روز، فل ان آل دی گیپس، میک شور دیئر از نو گیپس ان بٹوین. اللہ اکبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. ذلك اليوم الحق، فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. إنا أنذرنا
أذقناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أوصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وبارك وسلم. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانيا لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.